As you know, at this stage, on Kilkenny Today, we have our astronomy slot with editor of Astronomy Ireland magazine, David Moore, who keeps us up to date every week on all that's going on above us. And David, you're very, very welcome to Kilkenny Today.
Thank you very much, Eugene.
Now, how's your week been?
Hectic. We've just been putting our February magazine to bed, going to the printers today. So that should be out by the end of the week, or certainly by Monday, in time to tell everybody what's happening in February, which we'll be covering here anyway, every Tuesday. But the highlight is Mars nearly passes behind the moon. It won't actually pass behind the moon again from Ireland till 2039, so we'll have to make do with it just skimming the edge in February. But that's all in the future.
Okay, and we have Mars now for an entire month, haven't we? Am I right about that? We have we can see it now for a month.
Yeah. Yeah, Mars, normally planets, outer planets, we go by what's called the opposition, when they're directly opposite the sun in the sky. And that's usually when they're closer. But Mars has a slightly oval-shaped orbit. And it actually was at opposition on January 16th, but closest to the Earth 4 days earlier on January 12th. Now, it's much of a muchness. We're talking about a fraction of a percent you wouldn't notice in your telescope. But it does mean that all during January, Mars is closer than it's going to be until April 2031, over 6 years from now. So if anybody got a telescope for Christmas, this is the week, a week or two, to use it. I've been looking at Mars every clear night. I've got a chance, and you can see the dark surface markings like Syrtis Major. It looks like Africa. So the triangular shape on the surface of Mars, and its polar caps, and other dark markings as well. So, you know, if you've got a telescope, don't just sit there looking at Mars with the naked eye. Get it out, because 2031 is the next chance you'll get to see it this good.
And, of course, this Wednesday is the Christmas Telescope Workshop.
Yeah, it's actually our Mars watch as well, tomorrow night.
Tomorrow night, yeah.
Certainly in the Leinster area, yeah, should rush off to our offices, which are just near the Blanchardstown Shopping Centre. I'm sure a lot of people know where that is. We're actually in a business park about a mile away from it. There's a map on the website, astronomy.ie. Just punch in the air code into Google Maps and it'll take you straight to our front door. In fact, you'll see the big crowd with the telescopes looking up at Mars. So if you haven't got a giant telescope, this is your one chance to get a look at Mars, better than you'll see it for 6 years live in a telescope. I mean, you can see spacecraft pictures online and everything, but it's not the same looking at it live in an actual telescope. And that's the treat we're going to give people tomorrow. And if it's clear, even if it's cloudy, we'll be telling people how to use their telescopes, because a lot of people get them for Christmas, and by now, if they can't figure out how to either assemble them or how to use them, then we can show them how to do that. And we do that indoors. So, you know, if you've got a telescope and you're not sure how to use it, come along and we'll show you. It's the one night a year that we do this. And we do it always 1 week before our Astronomy for Beginners evening classes begin. So they begin tomorrow week. So this watch, Mars Watch and Telescope Workshop, is our big event to kick off the year. And you'll get tickets for it on astronomy.ie, a small donation to the club. And we'll do everything we can to make sure you use that telescope for the rest of your life.
And David, the inauguration of Donald Trump is not too distant from what we talk about here on astronomy slot here, because remember, he was the president who set up Space Force when he was in the last time. Do you see, because whether, as I was saying in a piece earlier on, whether we like it or not, it's billionaires that are going to end up being the people behind bringing us to Mars, bringing people to Mars. Do you see an acceleration in the quest to visit Mars with Donald Trump in this time?
Yeah, with our magazine going to press, I haven't had time to watch his full speech, but I did get some headlines zipping across my desk today that I'll have a chance to read properly in the next few days, saying that Trump is big on space and he wants to see people go to the moon and Mars. And he, like you said, he did set up Space Force. That's a bit controversial that the Air Force is already doing more or less what it's doing. But, you know, you could argue, I suppose, the Air Force was was part of the other branches of the military in the US decades ago. And so these things will split off anyway. But he does seem to have, it's probably his advisors, I'd say, more than anything else, showing him how useful space is going to be, certainly in the future. And of course, we had Elon Musk during the run-up to the election supporting him and trying to get calls sort of as the first lady. He wanted to be called the first buddy. So they're very sick. And this is the world's richest man with his own big space company that gets billions of dollars in contracts already from NASA. And regardless of Trump, Biden, or any other president, NASA wants to see the farming out to private industry of a lot of the rocket technology. So they don't want to be developing it on government money all the time. They want to buy it off private companies, like not just Elon Musk, but Jeff Bezos of Amazon and other giant consortiums. We have two astronauts stranded on the International Space Station at the moment. They were sent up by Boeing. So they've got a manned spacecraft capability, maybe a half one since they went up and they couldn't bring them down. But I'm sure they'll sort all that out. And this is the future. So Trump is certainly not hanging behind on the future of space. And financial people, nothing to do with astronomy, have said they expect the world's first trillionaire to be a space entrepreneur, not an internet entrepreneur or anything like that. Space, which means hardware. So we live in exciting times. We'll see how his next 4 years pan out.
Okay.
But during, by the way, during his period of office, we should have the first launch of the Artemis spacecraft that can go around the moon with people on it this year and a landing the year after. So Trump originally wanted to see the moon landing happen during his second term, which he never got, his second consecutive term anyway. So maybe he'll end up getting it now after a four-year break. So it'll be interesting. I don't know if you remember when Neil Armstrong landed on the moon, he got a phone call from Richard Nixon to congratulate him. Maybe it'll be Trump talking to the people on the surface of the moon, and he'll go down history that way as well.
Absolutely. And, you know, he's certainly not media shy anyway, so he's not. anyway, what else have we got? What else should we be looking out for in the skies this week, David? Or this week and over
well,
the next?
We've got two pairs of interest. And we've got this planet parade that people may have heard of. It's been going a bit viral online. And it's because all the planets are lined up in the evening sky, except for Mercury, which will come in at the end of the month, so the end of February. But right now you've got Venus. And last weekend we had it at its closest to Saturn. Now, Venus is about 200 times brighter than Saturn. But I could see Saturn with the naked eye, and Venus is the brightest thing in the sky. So it's only slowly moving away from Saturn. The diagram in the magazine showing it over the next few days. So you look over in the west, as soon as it gets dark, you see Venus. Have a look for Saturn below it. There's two planets. And then you look high up in the south, you see something nearly as bright as Venus. That's Jupiter, still outshining all the skies. And then over to its, well to its left, rising early in the evening over in the east, you'll see Mars. Because when Mars is closest to Earth, it rises as the sun sets, is highest at midnight, and then sets when the sun rises. So it's going to be visible all night long. And it's brighter than all the stars in the sky as well. So this is the planet parade we're talking about. If you've got a telescope, especially one of the computerized ones, you can actually find the planet Uranus and Neptune up there between them all. So that's all the planets that you can see, bar Mercury, which is a bit too close to the sun to be seen. But it'll be making its best evening pass at the end of February, early March. And you might just be able to see Saturn still then as well. And if you did that and used your telescope to look at Uranus and Neptune, you would end up seeing all the planets in the solar system, you know, in a few minutes.
Okay. And David, just on Mars, you may or may not be able to answer this question, but I'll throw it at you anyway. You know when they send video back from Mars
from the landers, Perseverance,
yes.
When they send all those rovers that we had,
yeah.
And there's all the active craft orbiting Mars at the moment as well.
Yeah, but when they send video back to Earth, do you have any idea how long it takes to send something back from there?
Yeah, it will vary because when Mars is at its closest, so it's about 96 million kilometers, away from us at the moment. And it can come down to, I think the lowest is 35 million kilometers on occasion, because of this sort of egg-shaped oval orbit that it has. So at the moment, the computer here is telling me that the light's travel time, same speed that radio signals travel at, is 5.5 minutes. But when Mars is on the far side of the Earth, well, the light or radio has got to travel from Mars to where the Earth would be on the far side. Then it's got to go to the Sun. That takes 8 minutes. Then it's got to come out to where we are now. It's another 8 minutes. So you can get 8 minutes, 8 minutes, and 5 minutes. And I think you're up to about 25 minutes at that stage. So if you lived on Mars, you're not going to have instantaneous phone calls with the controller or even loved ones back on the Earth. You're going to have to record things and wait up to a half an hour for them to get there. And if it takes half an hour to people get there, it'll be half an hour after that before you get the reply. So you might not be able to contact people back on Earth if you live on Mars for an hour. So you say hello, you won't be hearing their answer until 1 hour later. Now, admittedly, when we're close like this, it'll only be 10 minutes. But still, 10 minutes is a long time to wait for a hello. You can't have real-time conversations. We can on the moon because it's only 1 and a bit seconds away. So, you know, that three-second delay at worst when you're talking to people on the moon. So if Trump does have that phone call, there won't be much of a time delay, similar kind of time delay we used to with geostationary satellites when you see news reporters talking to people on the far side of the world.
Okay. Okay, look, we're going to have to leave it there. David Moore, editor of Astronomy Ireland, thank you indeed for joining me, and we'll talk to you again next week.
My pleasure, and everything's on astronomy.ie, oh, including the International Space Station flying over next few nights. Check it out the links on our social media for that.
Great stuff. Listen, thanks a million, David, and we'll talk to you next week. Thank you. Bye-bye. Thank you indeed. Okay, that's David Moore there, editor of Astronomy Ireland, and you can see everything there on astronomy.ie. That's all I've time for this evening.